lady. It's Kashifa. Kashifa is our content advisor. And then I think I saw Charlene. Charlene was here. And our committee secretary, Nelson Obatana, is here with us. And the two interpreters for Makaula, they are here, but Makaula is for the apology. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming. Yeah. And Honorable Velma will introduce her interpreter. Yeah. That's it. Can I now give honorable members to introduce themselves? Honorable Nomsa or Manop?
Thank you, Chair. My name is Nomsa Machezi. I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning. My name is Piki Kikana, member of the committee.
Morning. My name is Doreen Ruka. I'm a member of the committee.
Good morning. My name is Patricia Shu. I'm the member of the committee.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Joyce Witumelo Maluleke, member of the committee.
Maros?
I'm
Denise Robinson from recently from New York, and thank you to all of you for doing the hard work, and I'll just come along to approve what you have done, but thank you.
Hi everyone, Womania Drochen, member of the committee, voicing for me as sign language interpreter Trudy Tiernan.
Good morning, Sherilyn Dudley, member of the committee.
Where are you from? New York.
Yes. I feel like I'm on a different
planet today.
Okay, honorable members, the agenda is both. Before you, can I get a mover for the adoption of the agenda? Honorable Kekane.
Chair, honorable Manor. I move for the adoption.
Maros.
I second the adoption.
Your mic was off.
I second the adoption, since I won't be able to do others, but I'm doing my bit now. Thank you. In course.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think our agenda for today, honorable members, is consideration and adoption of the minutes. If you remember, in our last meeting, we agreed that today we are going to adopt all our minutes, including our last meeting's minutes. But I think we are going to have one item after we have adopted all our minutes, which is who do we recommend for to be a full-time commissioner, and who do we recommend to be a part-time commissioner. If you remember, we are filling in 4 vacancies. So I think last week, the other thing that came to my attention was a letter that was brought in by our legal person, Herman. If you remember, honorable members, initially when we started the process, we had 2 permanent positions and 2 part-time positions. But what transpired during the process is that 2 of the commissioners, of the current 7 commissioners, applied to the president to be converted as full-time commissioners. So the other one, I'm told, the other one, her application was declined. But the other one of Sobatle was approved by the president. And the speaker and the deputy speaker had a concern also, because the process was on already. But what the commissioners did is something that I'm not even sure whether it's in our control or it's beyond our control. But I'm sure what the speaker said in last week to our legal person is that they will raise it with the president, that the commissioners, what they did, it's not acceptable, because the process of filling those vacancies already was on, and but they still applied to the president. But remember, we don't have powers to stop commissioners not to apply or to apply. It's the president's prerogative whether he approves the application or he denies the application. But what we need to do today is that we are expected to recommend who's going to be a full-time commissioner, because now we are having one vacant. So the three other vacancies now, they are part-time. So I'm sure that's the only thing that we'll discuss later. You can also digest it and see who then can we recommend as the ad hoc committee to be a full-time commissioner. Thank you very much. But for now, let's get to the minutes. Maros?
Sorry, could I just ask you to repeat the name of the person who was declined by the president? I didn't hear who the person was, the commissioner who applied and was declined. Could you just repeat that name, please?
Okay. Oh, they said his name is Fundi Nzimande. He's the one that was declined. The one that was approved is Sobatle something. Pindi Sobatle. Eh? Pinky.
It's me.
Oh, Pinky. Okay. It's Pinky Sobatle. Thank you very much, honorable members. We'll start with the minutes of the... according to my face. I'm sorry?
You say the speaker says it was what has been done by the two commissioners was not procedural, and she is going to approach the president on this matter. That is another process, and we are going to go on and choose one person because the three are already supposed to be part-time. How certain are we about the outcomes of the meeting between the president and the speaker?
Actually, thanks, Chair, and honorable members. The issue of these two commissioners, I came before this committee, explained to it then, so that the decision was tentative then, because two commissioners had applied for confession. So one was approved by the president, then the other one, what I can say so far, because the committee has finished its task, it has not been approved. So in our discussion with the chair, we discussed it to such a length that actually this was improper, but we have got no control over that process, because in terms of the act, commissioners can apply to the president to be converted. It's not an issue that the speaker had said is going to raise, but it's an issue which was of concern to us. It's not an issue, I should point it out clearly, that no, the speaker has not said it's going to table it before the president. This is the issue.
Okay, thanks, Herman. I think this is one issue that, as the committee, we expressed our concern a long time ago, that, you know, it's things that you can not control. But we felt as the committee that, you know, these commissioners, they took advantage that as the process is running, they will apply. So that when our process is unfolding, already they would have been approved by the president. So I think that's what they did. They took advantage and they saw an opportunity. So we're left with one vacancy as for permanent commissioner. So we'll have to recommend that one. And the other ones, obviously, they'll be part-time, but I'm told that they are going to start with immediate effect. Ne?
Thanks, Chair. It's up to this committee to recommend to the President that, because currently we've got three open vacancies, the other one will be open at the end of Ms. Mbumlwana's tenure at the end of May. So this committee, when it makes its recommendation, probably it can propose to the, also recommend to the President to stagger the appointment, probably the other one of the full time arising at the end of May. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Chairperson, you know, at one instance this was a problem, even the Justice Department, when Johnny Dilange was still there. The issue of staggering of commissioners, I think somehow it should be mentioned, President, because I think people are taking advantage. He must be made aware. I don't think he is aware of this thing that the commissioners are doing. When they know that there is going to be a process, that they require unanimity. I think somehow someone who can draft a note that will make sense, because we are not interfering with the act,
yeah.
But it becomes a concern, really. It's not the first time that they are doing this thing. And that time with Dilange, that when they were still ministers, they dealt with this thing. But now they are taking advantage. I think it's just not on. People are just not honest to enough, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, I'm sorry. Honorable Maro, Honorable... No, sir. Honorable Kekan, can you take them on board with what are we discussing? Honorable Maro, no, sir, because of the bill.
Oh, they're fine.
Oh, you have...
Honorable Maro?
You are fine. But I thought, you know what, Che, what Mam Story is saying is very critical. We are saying, when we started the process, our impression was that we're dealing with four vacancies, two part-time and two full-time. And because there's this parliamentary process, but there's another process of commissioners who are currently serving to apply to the President to request to be full-time. It's something that ran parallel to this. We were thinking as members of the committee that it was an unfair approach by commissioners, because they knew that the parliamentary committee has started this process. Even the granting was done in the middle of when the process was already on.
Yeah, on the 9th.
On the 9th of March, to be precise, as the Chair is saying. And I think we must take the advice by Mam Story to say, you know, we all accept that this process was a learning curve and an eye-opener to all of us. Excuse Chairperson. It was a learning process and an eye-opener to all of us. And then there are areas that we have identified which we think, through the report to the committee, should be raised very sharply, including the screening process and what we have discovered during the screening process. And if members allow me to be very much irrelevant, at 9:30 I was in a meeting of finance with the National Credit Regulator. and the National Credit Regulator says it is illegal for, what is this, blacklisting, whatever,
judgment,
to be exposed on people who have not applied to deal with financial issues. Either you are a CFO or something, so those kind of things are not supposed to be. And that's why our recommendation as a committee to say DTI must come very close to the process and make sure that people are not disadvantaged because of that. There's a regulation around that. So thank you for allowing me to digress a bit. So we have learned through this process on other discrepancies that need to be tightened. Now, the other one is this one that Mamstor is talking about, the appointment of commissioners, the staggering part of it, and how it unsettles the institution to operate full scale, including their term of offices. You know, they don't start all at once. They start at different times, and the institution does not have a full complement of dealing with things in a more comprehensive approach, because at some point somebody must leave, somebody must come in, and so on. So those are some of the things that we can also, as a recommendation, look at and advise President to say, let's start to look at how CGE commissioners are appointed, that they start the term together and end the term together, so that you don't have this kind of, unless if a person resigns in the middle of the term,
yeah,
that is understandable. But to have them appointed in a staggered manner, it also makes the institution to be in limbo or unstable, and there's no coherence from time to time. So those are the things that we must also put in our recommendation to say, let's look at CGE differently and make sure that we start to tighten some of the operational challenges and improve on it. I think I've covered what you wanted me to cover, Chair.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you've covered me, but I'm not sure because already, remember, we have adopted our report last week,
nice,
and they've already, yeah, I mean, some in the declarations.
Yeah.
Maybe these are some of the things we can raise. Okay, let's move to the minutes. Thank you very much, honourable members. We'll start with the minutes of the 14th. Why not return a number for adoption of minutes? Let's start with the minutes of the 14th. Page one. Let's start with the minutes of the 14th February. Page 2. Thank you. page 3. The issue of vetting was, we are not going to raise it. I think we have discussed that into detail. And we got our clarity, and I think we are fine with it. Yeah, you can see on page 3 that the issue of the commissioners who applied to the president at that time, they were not approved. We didn't have any information up until now. But at least we had a concern even from the start. So at least we have recorded our concern. There's nothing. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Honorable Fandarimerwe.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes of 14 February.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can I get a seconder? Oh, Honorable Maluleke.
Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes of the 14th of February.
Okay. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 16th. The minutes of the 16th. Page 1.
Chair.
Page 1. Honorable Velma.
Thank you, Chair. On page 1.1, the second line, Ms. Majeka and Miss. There's no Miss standard
in
front of standard.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Bulma.
Just quickly go to page 2 as well.
Okay.
On page 2, the third paragraph, it says S, thereby standalone, the S, that, well, it's standalone, S is standing alone, that needs to be taken off. And then under point 3, resolution, at the bottom, 16 March, it's not arch. It's not 16 arch.
How? This one is where? Thank you, Honorable Velma. The one, the S you're talking about, what paragraph is it?
The S is the third paragraph from the top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, indicated that the candidates be informed of the interview dates, and then there's an S again.
It's agreed. Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Maros.
Thank you, Chair. The first paragraph at the top of page 2, the last sentence, the chairperson further proposed that the committee should meet as follows. I think the D has been left out there. Proposed.
Yeah.
Part of tense.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Manoj. can I get a move on for the adoption of these minutes? Honorable Velma.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of February with amendments.
Okay. Honorable Maroff.
I second the proposal with amendments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Let's go to the minutes of the 9th March. My initials. When we started, they were writing NC. I had to call Nelly so that my initials are CN, not NC. I think on these minutes, ne, the issue of co-option, you must write the act, the rule, ne? Yeah, it must reflect rule 163. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Maluleke.
Chairperson, before we move for the adoption, on page 2, bullet number 2 on resolution, it says the support staff to request all candidates to bring the original qualifications on the day of their interview. I'm not sure if it was our agreement or we referred only to those
who
had
our agreement that
for
they must bring
all of
their original certificates.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them. So my move.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th March 2017.
Okay. Honorable Mstori.
Chairperson, I second.
Thank you very much. I'll say at the end which all minutes were adopted with amendments. Eh? 13th March. Honourable Verma.
13th of March minutes on page 1.1, the opening and welcome, and then the second line, guests, needs an S.
Yeah, yes. The names of the people are written correctly,
yes.
And the surnames. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Verma.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of 13 March with amendments.
Thank you very much. Minutes of the 14th March. Huh? Oh, can I get a second, Honourable Nomsa?
Yes, I'll second the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honourable Nomsa. Minutes of the 14th March. The names and names of the people, if they are written correctly here, ne? Honorable Maro.
Thank you. Just another typo. Opening and welcome. The chairperson officially opened the meeting and welcomed. Just a D left out again.
Yeah. Thank you, Maro.
Thank you.
Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 14th March? Honorable Kekane.
I move chair with the correction.
Honorable Mamstori. Oh, Honorable Dudley.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Minutes adopted. Minutes of the 15th March.
May I ask, my PA may have forgotten to send an apology, but the night before I had explained that I was speaking in the house and that I wouldn't be there. So I did give a verbal apology.
Oh, for the 15th?
For the 15th.
Prior to the meeting, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are here for it?
Yes.
Okay, she'll write it. Okay, thank you, Honorable Dudley.
Thanks.
Yeah, on page two, I think our concerns are captured. All our concerns, ne? Are captured. Maros?
Thank you. Just a little typo again. The first paragraph, fourth line down. On page two, yes. On security vetting, fingerprints are used, not is. Yeah. Fourth line down at the top of the page.
Okay, then, Maros. Yeah, if you can check our concerns, which are all captured, they're all captured. Page 3.
We say the committee was concerned, number six, about the male representation from SAA. I don't think it was the committee, it was one honorable member, and it was clarified. Because if we leave it like this, I'm not sure. Yeah, page two, ma. The last bullet. Yes. I think
remember
maybe
it was raised by honorable
standard.
No.
Okay. No, I agree with the females to be absorbed in SSA. But I don't know. Maybe Namsa, you were saying something about their response to our concern.
Representation.
When they come to report to us.
My concern was that on that day, the SSA was represented by two males. So my question was that, wasn't it possible for them to have brought maybe a female with a male? You know, so my concern was the fact that there was no gender balance. But then they responded to say that we did not request, you know, to have a gender balanced representation. So I don't know if you think that maybe that's what we should say, that was their response based on that question, on that concern.
Chairperson, I don't know this bullet six, whether it it really it really interprets what the member just said.
when reading this, it says, the committee noted that the delegation from SSA were males and was concerned that there were no women to present to the committee and that issues related to women, it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the demographics that we're talking about.
Yeah. Let's call it correct again, so that it can address some concerns and not.
There were two concerns that are raised. So I realize now what Master is saying. The first one was the general representation, and also the second one was the fact that what I raised was that the reason that we had, there were errors during the interrogation, the interview, and also the interrogation of the disabled applicant was the fact that as a gender ad hoc committee, that we are not usually taken seriously by Parliament. Hence, there were errors regarding the information that we were given, and the fact that we were not given a presentation before the interviews, because I was under the impression that the SSA was supposed to come and brief us on what is required of us. And we could have actually avoided the error that came with the vetting, you know, the fact that we couldn't differentiate between the process of vetting and screening. Had we had a presentation from SSR prior to the interviews. So my concern was the fact, what I said was the errors were made because we were never given the presentation, and just my belief that it's because we are dealing with gender issues and we're not taken seriously, hence we're not giving the briefing before the interviews. I don't know if I've made my point clear.
Honourable Dudley, Honourable Kekani.
Just a suggestion that bullet 6 reads, the committee noted that the delegation from SSA were males and questioned that there were no women to present to the committee, and leave it there, because the other issue seems to be covered in the bullet above.
Yeah.
And it's instead of concern,
yeah.
Just question.
Yeah, I think agreed.
Yeah.
Ne? Honourable Dudley, you'll help Nelly to coin what you are presenting now, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, so that you can move to the other issues. Page 3. Look at the resolutions, ne? Agreeing on bullet number 2, my resolution.
Criteria to consider.
qualified.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat yourself?
It says that I'm a content advisor presented the framework for the selection of privacy, which included criteria for content. Now I'm saying that
Said
this is more, you know, if you insert the theme, the criteria, before the criteria.
So you want us to be resourced?
The content advisor presented the framework for the selection of candidates, which included the criteria for the criteria.
Just insert there. I'm on another thing.
Yeah. Ngisho ngiyasho ukuthi bengibheka ukuthi bengifuna ukuthini la. Manje sengiyayibona ukuthi kuze umamstori bekamfana. So Honorable Marof Nomsa and Honorable Marof.
Okay, the last sentence. The human resource support staff also indicated that they verified the qualification of 20 candidates, of which 18 were competent.
Yeah. And two were outstanding.
We're
still outstanding. Yeah. Let me watch it. The resolution being a promise of Uganda.
Yeah, promise is a resolution.
Yeah.
I'm on bullet 3.
I'd like to speak to bullet 1.
Huh?
I'd like to speak to bullet 1.
Oh.
Start with bullet 1.
Okay. It says here that the committee did not understand, and I think that doesn't sound right to me. We should say the committee, having received clarity regarding the difference between screening and candidates and vetting, accepts a report on screening and candidates. Because the committee didn't understand sounds really strange.
Bullet number
2.
Okay.
The extensive vetting may, it should not be will, as if we are instructing.
Yeah.
And why do we call it extensive and not vetting?
The other thing is, it's not even for us to say, it is a prerogative of the employer, which is the Commission of Gender, to conduct vetting. So, remember, we were told that it is a prerogative of the employer to conduct. So I think that's what we should state.
Okay. We are saying vetting is the prerogative of the employer. Whether they want to do it or not.
May I just ask something? If it's a resolution, it's something we're saying, it seems pointless for us to say that they may. Should we not say that we expect that it will be done? Because it's not about whether that they have to, but it is our expectation that they would go to those lengths. It's just my thinking, because thinking that they may do it, but why are we saying they may do it? Because they may do it. It doesn't seem our job to say they may do it. It seems our job to say that we expect that
they should happen.
CGE should vet.
Yes, so they can consider it and they can decide they will or they won't, but it's to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We expect CGE to do
the vetting. Or we would like the CGE to consider
vetting.
We recommend. Yeah, the recommendation.
We can't recommend. If you remember, in our meeting, they said we can't then make such a recommendation. Just try and put it the other way.
What we were told by the SSA, it was that it is not, we cannot prescribe, but it is a prerogative of the employer to do the vetting.
So let's dwell on the expectation. Because if you remember, they were discouraging us to make that such a recommendation. Maybe it's who was.
Honourable Van der, I remember very clearly when we discussed this matter with them. I understand that it's the prerogative of the Commission for Gender Equality. But once we've suggested these candidates, surely it is within our own interest and within the interest of the organisation to do the vetting, because we do not want to find ourselves along the line where we as a committee had suggested people with dubious backgrounds. So I think it is correct to state it is our expectation. Yes, we cannot prescribe to them what they'll do eventually, but I think capturing it to say it is our expectation that the vetting will be done by the Commission for Gender Equality is a true reflection of the discussions that took place on that day.
Yeah.
Because we were concerned about screening versus vetting. We did get the information. Yes, we cannot dictate to the Commission. Yes, it is a prerogative, but it is our expectation that it will be in the best interest for them to do the vetting.
I think we are agreeing with that one. Kashiwa, you have captured what she said, eh? Yes, please. Thank you very much. Honorable Kekane, bullet 3?
You know, bullet 3 when we write it, Kashifa. Bullet 3 when we write it. Don't write it like other people understand the context. Because the way you have written it, somebody from outside may not make sense out of it. And let's read it together. The portfolio committees, is it the portfolio committee on police or on SAPS? Is it police? The Portfolio Committee on Police, do you have SSA as another, SSA, the Department of Trade and Industry, in brackets, let's write the NCR division, which is more relevant to this context. Ne? And then you cancel that end, and then you say the Department of Public Service and Administration, as well as performance monitoring and evaluation, should consider improving the vetting and screening process of candidates based on the discrepancies we have picked up. Because we must show that we have picked up certain discrepancies, i.e. disclosure of candidates on their financial judgments and whatever, so that we put flesh on this thing and people understand why we are saying this department should come together. Because if we put it the way we are saying, look, it says evaluation should deal with the vetting and screening process of candidates for public office bearers positions. I don't even know whether this is for public office bearers positions. Who are public office bearers? Are we not public office bearers? And then CGE, is it a public office bearer position? Or it's a chapter 9 institution, but they are officials?
Yeah.
So, I am saying it may be too long, but we want to put context as to why. We have picked up discrepancies, and one of the things I've also indicated is that even NCR division says it's wrong for some of this information to go public because you have not even applied as a CFO. So why should they look at your, because you're not going to handle finances and so on. So that's why I'm saying we must put that based on the discrepancies we have picked up, i.e. disclosure of candidates, information on their financial judgments, etc. You can look at how you phrase it, including or in order to have a comprehensive approach. But I wanted us to have including matters of people with disability because it's another discrepancy that we picked up in order to have a comprehensive approach as we deal with candidates, their information and interviews without prejudice or prejudicing them.
I'm trying to digest and internalize what you're saying. Maybe let me give honorable members and let's discuss it. Honorable Dudley, Honorable Mastur, Honorable Nomsa, now we digest them. What Honorable Kagan is saying. Yeah.
Thank you. I fully agree with the suggestion about based on discrepancies, but the sentence starts with the portfolio committees, and then it says, it talks about departments. Do you mean committee, or do you mean all of them are departments? But you're actually referring to departments. So it says the portfolio committees on police, Department of Trade, because it's not a committee. So it's either committees and then we take out all the departments, or maybe it's all departments. I'm not sure either way. And then on that matters related to people with disabilities, should that not be a bullet on its own and speak more to people with disabilities having access to Braille, etc., instead of should be considered for? Matters, so that section that says matters related to people with disabilities, should that not be a bullet on its own? It's a resolution that people with disabilities should have access to Braille and use of sign language interpreters. So because then it goes broader.
I agree with you with that one. That it must have its own bullet.
Yeah,
but Honorable Dudley,
yeah.
You must finish the one of the portfolio committee, the bullet that you are speaking to now.
Okay, the portfolio committees on police, there isn't a portfolio committee on the Department of Trade and Industry. There's a portfolio committee on trade and industry.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the
portfolio committee on. So it must be portfolio committee.
On committees on police, trade and industry, public service and administration, monitoring.
Yeah.
So we could take it, we don't need the department in there if it's not the department.
Yeah. Mom, sorry.
No, I've been listening to Honorable Gekan. No, maybe I just wanted to say we must be very careful not to reconstruct the discussion that took place on that day. But nevertheless, what she was saying makes sense, especially to the content advisor there. I wanted to request that the formulation of what she wanted to say, can she pass it over to, because it does make sense. Aligning it.
Honorable Nonsa.
I just want to find, okay, so when you're saying portfolio committees on, you know, on these committees, is it possible that we can also say, and the departments as well? Can you put them together to say the committee, because the committees, they make recommendations, that's it. But the departments, they effect the recommendations. So can we say both, like the portfolio committees and departments, and police, Department of Trade and Industry, and Public Services, and Performance and Monitoring and Evaluation?
We have control over portfolio committees, not on departments. We can play oversight amongst ourselves, even on departments. But what needs to be done is that the portfolio committee, this portfolio committee that is responsible for CGE, must from time to time interact, even ourselves. We'll raise it. I mean, I raised it from the finance portfolio's point of view that we should see an improvement on the vetting and whatever, on the screening and vetting of candidates, and make sure that certain things are complied with. Once we start to say we'll even instruct departments, it will not, what if it doesn't happen? Rather, let's resolve on what we think it is within our ambit. We can play oversight from time to time and raise the issue and say, how far are you as a department in looking on this matter? Because Parliament has resolved on it. That's why we play oversight over departments. So I wouldn't want us to take the route of including departments per se, because we may not have whatever over them, but as committees, through our oversight role, we can then be able to, unless if I'm missing it.
Chair, I from my experience, what we do as a committee, especially the women committee, would invite the department, that particular department. So yeah, that's okay. So you want to put it as oversight. Okay.
I'm to have oversight. Yeah. So we are closing it.
Yeah.
Honorable Dudley,
yes.
You are helping Nelson.
Oh,
okay. So with the one of Kekane, we are done. Kashimane.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you, Chief. So just to clarify, the agreement is the portfolio committees on police, trade and industry, public service administration, as well as it would be performance monitoring and evaluation, that falls under the portfolio committee on public service and administration. So we're taking out departments and we're only restricting it to portfolio committees. If Honourable Kikana wants to look at SSA, I think that still falls under the portfolio committee of police, so we don't have to have it separate because they report to them. So then we cover it and we'll take into your amendment as well, based on the discrepancy of committees, which the committee has picked up. An example of that was discussion of candidates' financial judgments, which should not have been disclosed as this was not for financial position.
And the one of Braille and what?
So, if I remember correctly, Ms. Kikani, that issue came in relation to state security, when your specific question to them was, in the event that you're dealing with somebody who is blind, do you send documents in Braille? And in the event that someone is deaf, do you have sign language interpreters? And that was specifically for SSA. So, if that...
That paragraph must flow with the paragraph number 3.
Okay.
The disability paragraph of Honourable Dutchie must flow with paragraph 3.
So then the resolution is twofold. It's one in relation to what Ms. Kikani had suggested to state security, that in terms of how they deal with matters related to persons' disabilities, and we'll cite examples, issues of Braille documents, as well as availability and access to sign language interpreters, to ensure that persons with disabilities are not discriminated against.
Yeah.
What Ms. Kikana had asked SSA was,
in the event that you have someone that you're dealing with that is blind, do you send your documents in Braille? And in the event that you have somebody who is deaf,
yes.
Does SSA have sign language interpreters? And I think they responded to, and they said, they don't have, but they're going to be dealing with it.
Yeah. Bullet number four. Honorable Fanat Renve, bullet number four.
Yes, I'm also a bit confused with this. The committee to advise the candidates with adverse findings in dealing with his or her judgment in the case. I don't understand. That was based on the committee saying we should write, in the case of the one candidate, it was the issue of her age and the judgment, that we should write to tell her what to do. So what we've done, I've put down the resolution as opposed to isolating her name specifically. I've sought the advice.
It's not one, it's there two.
Two. But we've sought the advice, and what we were suggested was that the candidate needs to contact the record centre in Pretoria,
yeah.
That's where they're going to get the information about the case. Secondly, that they call the civilian secretariat of police, I've got the number, where they lay a complaint to say that they feel there's a case against them which is untrue and they need assistance. And that thirdly, that in terms of, they also visit their local Home Affairs office just to make sure in terms of the ID that was issued that it's only in their name.
No.
So as opposed to giving the candidate the impression that we're going to solve it, the case, it's more of a letter of advice of where they can go to get assistance.
And if you remember, one of the candidates wrote a letter of concern to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
hence we agreed that maybe what we need to do as the committee. Remember, some of you were saying we must apologize, but it's not us who are doing the screening and so all those things. And some of you were saying, in fact, we have subjected these candidates to the public. So there are issues
mm-hmm.
now, the public knows they are.
Also,
in response to the Honourable Kekana who said that, and your words were, you were talking about people still being young, and you said, you know, it will be nice for the committee as well to tell these young people who still will go for other job opportunities in future that they've got these records against their name so that they can solve it. So it's also, I think that it was also a concern from your side that you didn't want them to find a similar situation when they go to another interview, because it does damage their credibility if they're not aware. Because, for example, if it's just a credit record that's against your name, it's something that's easily solvable. And so it was also in response to your comments where you said it would be nice for us to inform them that they, you know, there's a problem in this regard so that they can go and approach, as Kashifa said, the various institutions to maybe see if they can remedy this so that it doesn't happen to them again when they come for interviews of this nature.
But also, Honourable Velma, if you remember, she raised something regarding one of the candidates.
Mm.
That even in where she's working now, there are people are saying things, they won't trust that person, so we need to clear her name. Okay. Honourable Mamstor, Honourable Nomsa?
Chairperson, my concern is that when we write minutes, they must make sense to someone else. Reading the minute. You see now a lot of information is coming out of this. My advice would be whatever you write, it must have make sense what the subject matter was when you write down here. I just wanted to say this because
yeah.
We would kubula the text like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, when another person reads it, you won't understand why did you put this. But in terms of us as the committee, we agreed that we need to advise them. Remember we said these people, they don't know where to go and what to do. So we agreed that as the committee, we must then, our staff members must find a way on how then will they advise those candidates where to go in terms and where to take their issues in terms of what are the findings of the screening. Remember, we said we are public refs. We must ensure that these people, they get assistance from us. So we delegated our staff members that they must make sure that they assist those candidates in terms of the findings that were discovered. And in terms of clearing their names also, I'm sure we have done it very well as the committee, the way we presented ourselves in that meeting regarding these matters. Honorable Nomsa, I think what they have done also, Kashifa has crafted a letter and also looked for information. They are going to liaise with these candidates. So I'm sure if you want us to correct it and put it in a context that any person can read it and understand what transpired, I'm sure you can assist us.
Okay, going back to that same sentence, it's like we are not stating when the candidates should do this. Is it before the interviews? Should they do that before they come and appear before the...
In fact, we're advising everybody now. Because remember, everybody in South Africa is being affected by these things. We're specific that you are helping candidates, but now it came as a concern for everybody that even there are other people outside there, maybe who've got the same problem. Maybe staff such a parliament need to do something or write a in parliament's website and write which people are affected by such a thing must go to these offices. I'm sure. Honorable Velma, it's not in our minutes, Pelale. Honorable Velma, yeah, you lay again for a minute, so it.
Thank you, Jay. Maybe if I read bullet four, I think there is a bit of confusion there. It should say the committee to advise the candidates, comma, with advice, adverse findings, comma, in how to deal with his or her judgment or case.
The committee to advise candidates, comma. Is that what you said?
Yes.
With the adverse findings,
comma, yes. In how to deal with
okay, Honorable Dudley.
Is there a reason why we've said committee to and not committee will? Because it makes sense to me that the recommendation is that the committee will do this, not our recommendation is the committee to. It doesn't make sense.
The committee will.
The committee will do it. That's what we're recommending.
Yeah. Okay. The committee will advise candidates, comma. Yeah. Okay. Bullet number five.
On bullet number five, I'm not sure where we fit in according to their performance and preference. Because if we just say we are going to utilize the same process of shortlisting, it's as if we were not scoring them. But we're looking at their performance. Thank you. I'm not sure where to fit it, but I think maybe I can be...
Yeah, we must recraft it. I must write it so that it can make sense. No.
Yeah, as well as which candidates are best suited to serve as commissioners. Mm-hmm. They were all being interviewed to be commissioners. Mm-hmm. But now we're saying which ones are served to be commissioners and doesn't make sense.
Yala, this one. We must rewrite this one.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Honorable Douglas.
Are we utilizing the process or the information?
The information.
Because if we say process, it seems like we're going to have everybody back and we're going to interview them again. But
But if we say we're going to use the information, that I think that's...
In fact, you must write this last bullet.
Chairperson, can I just suggest? So the first component is members agree that based on the framework and criteria, candidates would be recommended. As Sander Merwe then suggested, given that we had gone through a shortlisting process where each member had an opportunity to put forward, we're going to use that, and all members agreed. So that's where the issue of the shortlisting of candidates. In other words, the process in how you decided on the shortlisting of candidates was utilized again. So the only addition would be, one, the committee agreed to the selection of candidates and the recommendation of candidates based on the framework which was agreed to and the criteria, and then utilize a similar process in the shortlisting of candidates in choosing the six. Because that's what you, what Honourable Van der Merwe has suggested, that each member goes, because that's what we did around shortlisting. Each member had an opportunity to give names forward, and then we tallied them up and looked at who got the most. So we used that same process around getting to the six candidates which we recommended.
You must not miss what we're doing, Kashifa. Remember, we're not shortlisting. Now what we're doing, it is the end product of the performance of candidates during interviews. Remember?
So the if I can just get clarity, so the process you're referring to is the process that happened in the committee at the moment of shortlisting. So that would be... That we would need to separate that out from people thinking that we're talking about the process of interviewing.
Yeah.
So it's just to get that difference, so that the process in the at the time of shortlisting.
In fact, what she should do, she must look at what we said when we're writing our report. And put it here.
And just to make that separation between the two processes.
Yeah, because they are not...
Here
we were also... The performance spoke more to how they were selling themselves out. And you can't put that in shortlisting.
No.
Otherwise, they
will
send it to
you. I'm sure the only part that confuses you is the aspect of... of the interview. The motivation, the... in knowledge and technical knowledge, teamwork, leadership, strategic leadership, innovation. I'm sure that's what confuses you. But you know, here we only deal with a performance of candidates during my interviews. So we are no longer in that talking about processes, but talking about the performance of candidates.
I think what she wants to tell us is that we're using the framework of that shortlisting, but this time...
We have passed that stage.
All right.
Yeah. This is the end product of interviews in the performance. So my minutes should reflect into a performance. The other thing is story as in gain now. Yeah. Just look at the location.
Can we move,
sir? Yeah. Honorable Nom Sai, we're there. Kick and.
I missed out. I think somehow you jumped from 3 to 6. And on the concerns, bullet point three. Again, it's just a linguistic matter. The committee questioned how SSA could assist people who settled their debts but still have judgments against their names rather than have. So it's just a plural as opposed to a singular.
Oh, okay, Maros.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Kashifa, you must finalize this one and tell us so that the one of performance so that...
Okay.
we are sure if you have captured us correctly. Honorable Nomsa.
Going back to that same blue point that the Honorable Robinson just mentioned, the community question how SAA could assist people who settled their debts but still has judgment against their names on a database and blacklisted. But is it their responsibility to do that?
No, but that's what we have raised with the SSA. Yeah. And they responded to us. You remember? Hence, we have this one, that the committee will advise candidates who have judgments on how to go about in terms of sorting their matters.
Remember, we can cut
just a general comment that to check on the wills on the woods. We either will all the way through, or we would all the way through. So that
will
be,
will.
Yeah.
You know, when you write another language, sometimes you think these things, they sound the same, will and would.
Sure.
But I think they will correct it. Yeah. For consistency and to put proper grammar. Yeah. And then we must also check if the names of the candidates recommended are correctly spelled. Because I can see here, I think Guntab is saying you wrote Mr. Is this Mr. of? Maybe it's only my copy that has Mr. Tabi saying Muliko. No, that was on the lighter note.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Can I now get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chapter 24, we move.
Oh, sorry.
On number 7, the last stage.
Okay.
I don't know where we are going to insert the sentence on the fairness.
How many wrong values?
Because you asked us that the process was fair, free, and transparent.
They must put it here.
Yeah, and the members confirmed. Yes.
And the member, that one is important. And then the members also thank the chair. You must write it. How?
And the members confirmed that
way. How? How? They must put it.
All parties confirmed.
Yes.
Don't put my name there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Honorable Maluleka. Yeah.
Including members thinking that Chairperson
how? They know more than
it. He was non-partisan.
Yeah.
He was fair and gave all members full opportunity to participate.
And that's fine, that's too.
And that was. Yeah. Yeah, but he's a.
Pinky Marapalana, I'll call Janine. Who am I? Who's coming away to a day? I'm coming.
Oh. I'm not going to go
here. Okay. Thank you very much, Chairperson, the most democratic Chairperson of this committee. I think I fully agree with you, Chair, that it is important for us to capture what Honorable Maluleke was saying, that all members of the committee across parties felt that this process did not have any party line position. Members were allowed to participate as full members of this committee. And that's why at the end they declared themselves that the process was free and fair, that the chairperson also ran the whole process from the beginning. And I was not aware, Chair, that we had at most 15 or 16 meetings, and I must be paid for that. Eh? You are paying other people, so please pay me. That we had members were very committed, and they also wanted us to come out with a product that all of us will be proud of. So this product is a collective product by all members. And I think we had a male comrade today, Honorable Manyoni, who also opened the other important thing of thanking you as the chair. Sometimes it becomes difficult for members to participate in committees because of how the chair conducts him or herself. And you allowed us, even if we had our own weaknesses, even if somewhere would take you forward and backward, but you always were very patient with us and allowed us to participate freely and fairly. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, Chairperson, I don't want to re-emphasize the point, but I really also wanted to thank you for your leadership. I think you've really been a very good chairperson. I like the way in how you were neutral at all times. And I think for me, serving on quite a number of portfolio committees, it's refreshing to have somebody that treated every person the same, whether you were from the ruling party or on an opposition party. So really, I think going forward, I really want to congratulate you because you were a great, neutral, caring, and professional chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honorable members.
She was not lovely.
Yeah, you know, Honorable
Dudley. I will say, a couple of days ago, I posted a little write-up about the fair process of the committee, and although some of the candidates, the preferred candidates of the ACDP were not chosen, that all had great experience and they were all really fit for purpose. And
yeah.
So I will send that to the committee so that you can see my thanks there.
Okay. Amen. In fact, Nina, you are worth, even in my closing remarks that I did mention that you must also get performance bonuses. We did not even write it. And you know, and also the members, to thank the members. What I said about the members, Nina, any words? Yes.
We are finishing today.
Amber, yeah, we are finishing. I mean,
thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair. But I feel much behooved that to advise this committee, it should reflect our feeling for vacancies.
Yeah.
Because nowhere it is captured here in the minutes,
okay.
Nowhere in the report. It should not be confusing, because if someone will say probably there were six vacancies or so whatsoever,
yeah.
It should be clearly captured.
Like this is in our report.
Mm. Yeah, in our
report.
Yeah. Chair, I want to confirm what our legal person is saying, that it should be captured in that way, that it's four vacancies that we are filling.
Yeah. Thanks, Herman. And the last item is about us recommending this is Cecilia. Oh, sorry, it's another item.
Are we done with all the minutes? Are you including other items?
No. We must include it here. Ne? The one of us recommending our commissioners, which who must be the permanent one and who must be part-time. So, Siyenza, another item, additional item. Ne? Yeah, let's get a mover for the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Nomsa?
Yes, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Nomsa. Honorable Maluleke?
I second.
Thank you very much. Okay, minutes, all minutes are...
No, Chair. There's one more for the 17th of March. One more.
When are we meeting? I'm an engage. Who works,
Yeah, it's the last one.
17th. Yeah, okay. Yes, it's the 17th, 17th. Okay, let's move to minutes of the 17th March. That's not a boring in Gaki. Oh, when we're adopting the committee report. Oh, okay, no, all right.
Here is this, that thing of yours. That you wanted. The thinking of my members and the thinking
of you. Oh, oh.
So can you apologize to your official?
Yeah.
Have I balang?
Yeah, I withdraw, you did. Hey, I thought this was our last meeting. Yeah? Okay.
We are draw.
Yeah, draw. Hey, I miss her. Okay. Page one. Okay, yeah, 7 zillion.
How many take a card? You must take us for lunch, too.
Yeah, can I get a mover for the adoption? Honorable Fanner Merve.
I move for the adoption.
Thank you very much. Honorable Kekane.
I second. Chairperson.
Thank you very much, honorable members. All our minutes are adopted. And this was our last meeting. There's one item. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you very much, honorable members. All our minutes are adopted with amendments and corrections. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next item.
Honorable Chair, I just want to find out, are we going to add the agenda now? Are we going to put that item there as an additional?
Yeah.
Just think we should do that. Okay.
Yeah. Item number 5. Consideration of the appointment of permanent commissioners, full-time commissioners and part-time commissioners. Yes. Honorable Kakane.
No, Chair, I want to propose that we take Ntabise Moleko and Sidiko Rakolote for full-time. And then Tabiseng Sipanya and Tamara for part-time.
Okay. Proposal Kakikane, Honorable Nomsa.
Member Tabiseng Sipanya, her preference is part-time.
Oh.
So
yeah.
That one is very clear.
Okay. Honorable Nomsa. Tabiseng Moleko is the other Tabiseng, okay.
Okay, Ms. Ntabiseng Moleko.
Yeah.
Moleko is full-time.
Yeah.
Dr. Pravina Sukura LA.
Number 6.
Okay. Oh,
four.
About
4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 4.
Ntabiseng Moleko and Sidiko for full-time.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ms. Tamara Matebula and Ntabiseng Sipinya Mukhale for part-time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, honorable members. Yeah. The meeting is valid. Siyabonga kakhulu. Honorable Velma, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Velma.